This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
This is Pollyhood, brought to you by Tangata Atumotu Trust.
Talo falava malole ni se bolva naka kiorona talo hani koni chiwa ni how ma warm Pacific greetings and a massive hello to each and every one of you. Middle of October already. How are you doing, Joe?
I feel like it's almost the end of October, to be honest.
I'm like, oh my goodness. I was like, is it already the mid Octobers?
Yeah.
Time is flying too fast.
Yeah, I can't get over how quickly the year is moving. Mm. How fast is it? How fast Christmas is approaching? Because we're already planning like our Christmas functions.
Wow!
Now. Really? Yeah, and I believe some of the malls are starting to play their Christmas music too.
Too early for that.
Yeah. And I see Christmas decorations go up.
Mm.
But we have a few holidays, public holidays coming up. There's Labor Day.
Labor Day, yes.
And then Canterbury Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Canterbury, whatever.
More holidays.
Yes, more holidays. Oh, yes, anyway, on to quickly, upu of the week. If I say baloka, what does that, what comes to mind?
I don't know. I know it means voting.
Yeah. Baloka, just the modified version.
Yeah, of
ballot.
Yeah,
baloka. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. We've got Henry, and forgive me if I say this wrong, Henry Jaswal, who is from the Electoral Commission, talking to us about the voting process, how you can vote, what dates you can vote up to. But yes, all that important information coming up because Saturday is the last day to vote.
Mm.
Are you interested in taking part in or learning more about Pacifica crafting?
Join the Island Breeze Social Club each Tuesday afternoon.
Call the friendly staff at Tangata Atumotu Trust on 0800 727 434 for further details or to arrange for a pickup.
Tala falava and welcome back. In studio we do have Henry from the Electoral Commission. You're joining us today for a very special chat about what is absolutely going on at the moment other than the elections and voting. Have you voted yet, Sam?
No.
You haven't? I have did mine last Friday.
Henry, I can see him.
Yes. Henry's looking at you like, hey.
Do you care or do you not?
But Sam, start us off, please.
So just three questions just for the audience to get to know you a little bit more better. Henry, first question we'll fire at you is, what is your favourite movie?
Well, there's a few, as you can imagine, but if I had to choose one, I suppose, randomly, would be Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, there's a couple of people that have chosen the Shawshank Redemption.
But that's also my favourite.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The scene at the end, where he throws the rock through the... The poster?
Yeah, well, that's right.
The other guy's like, hey. Second question, what is your favourite food?
Favourite food, I'm quite a health conscious person, so one of my favourite foods is actually, believe it or not, even though I'm Indian, is not Indian. It's actually either Thai or Vietnamese, because they hardly use, it's mostly vegetarian, and it's not too much of other things like MSG or things like that in it. It's just, you know, fresh food thrown together with beautiful spices. And flavour.
I like it.
Like pad thai?
Yeah. Pad thai can be one of them, yeah. All
right. Yeah. I like pad thai. And a final question for you is, if you were to go and see one artist dead or alive, what artist would you like to go and see?
Well, in English, it would be Queen. Ooh. I know he's passed, obviously, but he would be really good to watch alive, sorry. Yeah.
Yes. Mm.
Because I think he was called a showman, wasn't he?
So. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, he was the man.
The man.
And if you haven't seen the movie, Bohemian Rhapsody.
I did.
Yeah, that's definitely one to watch as well.
That was great.
Cool. Well, I might as well kick things off with our line of questioning here. It's the last week for voting. How's it all going?
Well, voting's the record numbers of people are voting early this election. As of today, 68% of total estimated votes have been taken. So that's a really good sign. And today we have some numbers of 18 to 29-year-olds enrolled as head of election day in 2014. So that's, you know, it's ahead of that 2014 election. So that's really good, especially for the youth.
Yeah.
And you can vote anytime, as you know, until the election day, which is the 17th of October, which is this Saturday. And you can look for your nearest voting place on vote.nz. So there is no co in between. Or you can call the 0800 number, which is 0800 36 76 56.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
Can I still enroll today?
Oh, 100%, yes. And you need to, obviously, you need to be enrolled to vote, so you can't just vote without enrolling. So, yes, you can enroll online. So, there's two ways, obviously, paper form and online, whatever you choose. If you do choose to go to online, you can actually enroll again on vote.nz using your New Zealand driver's license or New Zealand passport or a Realme verified ID. So in the past, it was only Realme verified ID until last elections. This elections, we have changed the law. So two law changes, actually. One is these two other things, which is the passport and New Zealand driver's license. You can choose either or. So you don't have to actually scan it. You just need your number.
Yeah.
So don't worry about scanning it either. Or you can enroll on paper, as I said earlier. And other law change was that you can actually enroll till election day now. So until 7 p.m. this Saturday on the 17th of October, you can enroll.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to a voting place. So those are the two new. So this is the first time you can enroll.
My wife, she tried enrolling online using her passport, but they said they couldn't verify it. But it's a New Zealand passport.
Yes, it has to be a New Zealand passport.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But she said they couldn't verify it, so she has to like fill out some form and then send it back.
Okay. Oh, she could have just used a driver's license, New Zealand driver's license as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. So there's three things we can use.
Mm.
Yeah.
When you say paper form, is that like you turn up at the voting booth?
Well, there were paper forms which you can still do and take the paper form to the voting booth. Or if you do turn up to the voting booth and then you're not enrolled, which means you haven't got an easy vote card, that, you know, the special orange card that you get in mail. If you haven't got that, then you just do a special vote. So it doesn't mean that you can't vote. So you just do a special vote.
Yeah.
So what that means is you fill in a legal declaration and you don't need any ID for that. To take to a voting place, you just turn up, do your special vote. Instead of doing maybe 1 minute, it might take 3-4 minutes to fill out, because it's a legal declaration. And because it's a legal declaration, that's why you don't need a legal an ID to take with you. And you just, and then they just give you the ballot papers for your electorate and the two referendums, and then you're done.
Yeah, like when I went, it was pretty simple. I turned up, I had no like ID or anything, but I had registered like the week before, and they were just able to find me in their book, and then I just voted straight away.
In the electoral roll.
Yeah. And for those who haven't voted, Henry, what's it going to look like for those when they get to the voting place?
That's a good question. So basically, what the Electoral Commission had decided prior to all this, the C word happening at the moment, is we're always going to be, the voting place is always going to be treated as a level 2, even though we're not a level 2. So it's not enforced, but we're choosing to act as one. So we have all the measures in place to for that. So what that means is we have physical distancing in all our voting places and hand sanitizers on the way in and out, if you choose to, of course, and nothing can be enforced. You can bring your own pen to mark on the paper, the ballot papers, or we'll give you a pen to take home with you. And we have found people are used to these sort of measures now, obviously, and are happy to follow the steps we have in place. And again, like I just want to say again, it's not enforced because we are not on level 1 at the moment, also level 2, but we're just treating as a level 2, but without the enforcement.
Cool.
We can have it. If I've seen some like at the malls. Are there other places around?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, this year, especially due to COVID, we have a record number of voting places open, much more than any other elections in the past. So, you can vote at any advance or election day voting place. Like I said, you can find those places on vote.nz in your electorate. Voting is quicker if you vote in the area where you live, so which is the electorate. So, if you can, vote close to home. like I said, it'll be easy for you and quicker. And to, and or you can also call on the 0800 number to find your voting place in your electorate. Again, I'll repeat the number. It's 0800 36 76 56. And there are a list of voting places in local newspapers all across New Zealand, and posters and brochures in the community, which we have personally gone and delivered as well.
Cool. And as well as voting, do you need your Easy Vote card when you go up to the booths?
Well, if you do take an Easy Vote card, that's orange small sticker thing, like I said earlier, it will make it faster and easier, definitely. But you don't need to worry if you have lost your Easy Vote card or if you haven't received it for some reason. Just tell the issuing officer in the voting place and your vote and your name and address, and you know, they will find you straight away. And if you didn't receive the Easy Vote card, it could mean that you need to enroll. So what that means is you can enroll online, like I said to you earlier, on vote.nz or any voting place where you go, even on election day.
Cool.
And for people who, like,
say... First-timers
who might be so they've walked in. What can they expect, like, when they go up to the booth? What will be in front of them?
Well, no, that's a good question again. So you'll be given a voting paper for the election and a voting paper for the referendums, so the two referendums. On your election voting paper, you need to place a tick next to the party you support.
Yeah.
And a tick by the name of the person you want to represent in your local electorate or your local area. Yeah. You can also vote on the two referendums on the End of Life Choice Act 2019 and the Recreational Use of Cannabis and Control Bill. The referendums are a yes or no vote, so there's no choices, like, you know, you have party and electorate people. It's just a simple yes and no. So if you support the proposal, take yes, and if you don't, obviously take no. And if you're not sure how to vote, just ask one of the voting place staff to help. They won't tell you who to vote for, of course. The process I'm talking about.
Who should I vote for?
Yeah, just click this one here. So altogether, it should be four ticks, am I right? Correct. One for your party, one for your candidate.
So candidate is really interesting because a lot of people actually assume, even now, even some of the old voters, that, oh, you know, I want to pick a certain person I know on TV. But if that person does not live in your electorate, then you will not get that person on your voting paper, on your ballot paper. So that's really important because people, I want to vote for so-and-so. And then they go and find, oh, that person's not here on my list. That's only because that person is not in the electorate. So when you get your ballot paper, you'll get all the parties, that's fine, that you know of. But you will not get the person, you might not, I should say, get the person that you want to vote for if they don't happen to live in your electorate. So that's why I urge people to do some research prior to going to vote of all the people in your electorate and who you would want to represent. So another question also I get, because I've been doing these presentations for, you know, a few months now, is what if I choose a party, for example, an orange party? Do I need to choose an orange party candidate only? And the answer to that is no. So if you choose an orange party, for example, on one side of the ballot paper, you can choose another party, banana party, or banana party candidate, or a pineapple party candidate. Doesn't have to be that party candidate.
Okay. Would you pick the orange party?
They would. Well, we've got the orange man.
What is a moving on? What is a special vote?
That's a good question. So a special vote is like a normal vote, but you also need to sign a legal declaration form, like I said earlier. So there are a few reasons why you might need to do a special vote. So you might be outside the electorate. You can go to Auckland tomorrow, and I'm not going to Christchurch back till Sunday. But the voting finishes Saturday, so you can vote in Auckland, anywhere in New Zealand you can vote. So that's when, if you're outside your electorate, you'll need to do a special vote, or you might have just enrolled, like some of you were saying earlier, I just enrolled, or if I haven't enrolled, if I enrolled today, then what happens? Obviously, you'll not be in the electoral roll because they've already been printed. So that's another time that you'll have to do a special vote. In that case, your name won't be printed, and that's the reason why in a voting place you do that declaration. And it also means you can vote and you will check, they will check enrollment details afterwards. So, yeah.
So, this Saturday, the cutoff time is 7, right?
7 p.m., correct.
7 p.m. And after all the votes are being taken, when will we know the results?
That's good. That's a good question. So the election results will start coming through soon after voting closes at 7 p.m. on Saturday. Mm. It takes until about 11 p.m. at night to get most votes in. And then those are just the early results, by the way. So they are not like official. They're official, but not done and dusted. And we won't know the final result for another 3 weeks because there's special votes coming, they're counting it. And because at the moment we're just doing advanced voting. Mm. And then there's also from overseas voters as well, which are also coming in. So, and then the referendum votes won't be counted on election night either. Mm. So they will be counted later. So the preliminary referendum results will be released 2 weeks after the election.
Okay.
So 2 weeks after 17th of October, which is this era.
Is there information for, or is there information available for non-English speaking communities or second, or communities that have
ethnic communities? Yeah, for sure. So if you go on vote.nz and there's a drop-down box for different languages, and we have got 27 different languages in there, and I know for a fact Samoan is one of them, Tongan is also one of them, so and of course Maori. So there's quite a few, and Cook Island Maori is also there. So there's a few Pacific languages, and like I said, but there's 27. So there's Chinese, simplified Chinese, traditional Chinese, Hindi, and other language, Filipino, Tagalog. So there's a lot of languages.
That, everything's covered.
So 27 of them are covered. So one, the major ones, of course. So it's impossible to cover every single language, obviously.
Wow. Yeah.
But yes, we have tried our best to make sure that most people from an ethnic background or English as a second language have access to it.
Yep.
And the access to the information, I should say.
I think what's really cool, because I've been walking through, like, I work at Ara, and there's a voting booth all set up there.
Correct,
it's quite a big one.
Yeah.
And every time I walk past there, there's, like, sometimes it's, there's Fijian people working, Samoan people, Maori people, all working together. Like, there's a really good balance of people
In the voting places,
in the voting places.
We have made a concerted effort this this time, especially one of my roles was that is to make sure we recruit the people who are recruited, I should say, in the voting places actually represent the community that is outside the voting place. So it doesn't have to be just one ethnicity or two ethnicities only in a voting place, because it's not very inviting. And it can be quite daunting, like you said earlier, if you're a first-time voter. So that's why we've made a concerted effort to make sure we recruit the ethnicities that are reflected in our communities for that very reason. So it makes it not as daunting for people, especially youth, because obviously youth, a lot of youth will be voting first time as well.
I see. Henry, this one, you might not have the answer to this, but is there like an age group or like an area of Christchurch that just like isn't like pretty low on the enrollment numbers?
Yes, so there's two parts to that. One is the age group and one is the electorate.
Yep.
So, yes, the age group that we were quite low on when we first started in July was the youth. So that's 18 to 29-year-olds. And we knew that prior to the campaign starting. So what we did...
Oh, so you're a youth if you're 29?
Yeah, that's, so young adults. I'm youth. So... So what I'm trying to say is, and we knew that, obviously, prior to starting. So what we did intentionally was we hired youth advocates.
Okay.
Yeah. This for the first time in election campaign, we hired youth advocates, full-time staff, to make sure that we could target the youth. It's always better, youth coming from a youth rather than some old fart going around and saying, oh, do this and do that. And that's not, that doesn't work that well, obviously. So we intentionally did that. And the second thing was, like you said, electorate. So the one of the worst electorates in the country, believe it or not, just not Christchurch, was Wigram. For whatever reason, I don't know. So we have really, so it used to be, when we first started, Wigram was, I think, around 75%. And that was quite low nationally. one of the lowest. They were top five, I should say, the low ones, and Milligram was one of them. And now it's 82% as of today.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah, so our target was 80% to bring it up to 80%, but we've reached 82, so that's really good.
Big fan of the bank.
So we've really had a hyper-targeting on certain electorates for that very reason, to make sure that, you know, more people have the opportunity to be heard through their voting. So we've definitely done that. So, no, that's a good question.
Nice. Sam, any reason why you haven't voted yet, or are you planning to vote?
Oh, I'm going to go in with the wife, so she's just going to wait to have everything confirmed. I went and emailed, got the thing in, and she's filled it out, and then sends it back, so when she gets the confirmation, we'll go in and do it together.
That was the same with me and Eva. We were like, let's vote together at the same time, but she hasn't, come in, and because it's here... I was just like, you know how you just get cold feet, and I was just like, I'm gonna go vote now.
You could pretend to go, right? Oh, did you see that that person that said that they voted twice?
Yeah, that happens every election. Some person last election they voted 10 times in different, and they did get caught. So, you know, it happens. But the good thing from a public perspective is we have very, very robust process in place, those kind of things always get caught. So people think I'm being quite smart and voting in few places.
They're actually being quite dumb,
but it does get caught very easily. So the systems that we're in place behind the scenes is very robust. So.
Cool.
And the thing, good thing is, we also employ people from the community who are doing all the counting.
Yeah.
So it's not just, you know, special people from elections doing all the counting. We employ the public basically to do all the counting. So it's very accountable. The counters who do all the counting afterwards, hardly anybody knows each other because everyone's from the community.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what I mean by one of the robust things is, you know, nobody knows each other, so everyone's looking out for each other. Have you done the right thing or not? So it's not just the same people doing counting for every election.
Cool.
Yeah, so it can't be rigged, so to speak.
I guess the last question from Sam and I would be, like, who are you voting for?
No, I got a quick game for you, Henry.
I do actually want to speak on the referendums if you can. It's quite important. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Another important thing that we have to talk about is the referendums. Can you tell us, elaborate a little bit more on those?
Yeah, that's a very good question, Sefa. So what I've always said to people is this is the first time in New Zealand history elections, the general elections, that we've had two referendums attached to it. But the important thing about the two referendums is not the referendum itself, because people have opinions for or against. So that's not the big issue over here. What I really want to talk about is what those referendums are or what it means, because one of them is a binding referendum and one of them is a non-binding referendum. And that's really important information for people before they make that decision to take. So what that means is the one binding referendum is the End of Life Choice Act 2019. So what that means is, if, for example, the outcome is 51% or more than 50 is yes, then what that means, because it's a binding referendum and it's already an act, which means it's been passed to the parliament, this means what it would mean is it will become law within a year's time, because it's a binding referendum. However, the Recreational Use of Cannabis and Control Bill, which is also the second referendum, is a non-binding referendum. What that means is, whatever the outcome, or if the outcome, for example, again, if you choose to go towards yes, for example, if it's 51% or more, then what that means is, because it's a non-binding referendum, that doesn't mean it will become law straight away. What that means, it'll go to Parliament for discussion because it's still in the bill. So the bill has to be put in front of Parliament, and the outcome of this referendum will be part of that discussion. And whatever comes out of that, it would take, you know, a few years before it becomes law, depending on what the outcome is. So that's really important for people to know, that one is a binding referendum and one is a non-binding referendum. So I just, you know, I really urge people to look at the facts, not based on your personal opinions, your friends' opinions, your family opinion, your church opinion. Actually go, because it's a law or will become a law, it is in black and white, and it's already there. And the best place to look for is in referendums.govt.nz. So it's all written in black and white. So you don't have to make an opinion on this might happen, that might happen, or people who start smoking in front of my house from tomorrow, and all, none of that. You know, we've got that stuff already in the country.
Yeah.
All it means is it's going to be controlled. for example, in the second one, that's all I'm saying. But Electoral Commission is not running the referendums. The Ministry of Justice is running the referendums, so we can't speak too much on that. Mm-hmm. However, like I said, I really urge people to go on the website, referendums.gov.nz, to make an informed decision before you take either yes or no to either of the referendums, because that's really important. And for me, it's always been the main message for me, even if it's to do with voting of a candidate party, make an informed decision. Don't just make a decision on what you think is the right thing.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Henry, for joining us on the show today. We really appreciate you and your team's work getting the people, the community, to get their votes in.
Getting Wigram up to 82%.
Getting Wigram. Congratulations on getting Wigram up to 82%. What an awesome achievement. And we wish you the best for the rest of 2020.
Thank you very much. And thank you once again for having me. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you.
Is someone in your family suffering from diabetes, heart disease, or respiratory illness?
Contact our nurses at Tangata Atumotu Trust and we will arrange for in-home support.
Call us on 0800 plus speaker, that's 0800 727 434, or contact us through our website tat.org.nz, that's tat.org.nz.
We didn't do this last week, but this week's Do Me a Favour, Please is, it relates back to the voting. Mm. I was having lunch today in a public area, and these people were talking about a voting and stuff like this. And this one guy goes, they're like, oh, blah, 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 are you going to vote? And he was like, nah, I'm not going to vote. And then he proceeded, after saying, I'm not going to vote, to list all these things that he wants to have a change in. And like, he had all these opinions about what he wanted to change and all these things. And he kept, like, when the other ladies were talking about it, he would jump in with all this information as to why that was wrong and all that stuff like that. But he wasn't going to vote. So if you're not going to vote, don't even open your mouth about anything to do with Parliament, about how this country is going to be run, if that's going to be your stance. So to that guy that was at the lunch area today,
do me a favour. Anyway, if you have missed any one of these podcasts, you can check out the Sam Sefa radio page, download them from our Facebook page. Also, special thanks to Tangata Atumotu Trust for sponsoring Polyhood, and also The Dose. You'll catch us on The Dose on Monday next week. But from Sam and Sefa, hopefully you guys get out there. If you haven't already done so, get out there and vote. And
Have a safe
Polyhood.
That was Polyhood, proudly sponsored by Tangata Atumotu Trust. To find out more about us, call 03 377 2016 or find us online at tat.org.nz.